Hey, Potters. Welcome to episode 196 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. See, you jinxed me.
I jinxed you. I wasn't even trying. I wasn't doing anything. I want you to do it normally.
One of these days, I'm going to have you do the intro for the show, and you see how you enjoy doing it.
I've done it a couple of times when I've had to solo it. Thank you very much. It is very difficult.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this just as wacky as usual episode of Cosplay the Podcast for all things cosplay.
Yay!
It's definitely been a month. We are coming up on Labor Day weekend here in the States, and we're ready for a break. Unfortunately, for some of us, Labor Day is actually not a day off of labor. You labor on Labor Day, which is kind of the opposite of what you're supposed to do on Labor Day. It's supposed to be a day off.
Mattress sales, yay.
Yes, we do sell lots of mattresses and apparently televisions, furniture,
yep,
and cars.
Also, it's a good day for office supplies and office furniture. I know that sounds weird, but having worked in an office supply company, similar to Dunder Mifflin, yes, that is a thing.
So you can get all sorts of back-to-school supplies and or cosplay workstation supplies if you want to build yourself a cosplay workstation.
Exactly. Actually, that's part of what I need to do is, because I've been in the process of cleaning and purging everything, including old costumes, and I want to take this pile of fabric I have behind me and store it properly, but I don't want to take it off the rolls. So I'm thinking about getting one of those cubby holes and then just turning it on its back and then using that as a storage rack.
Somehow I think there are better ways of engineering that.
I'm sure.
Because I have one of those cubbyhole things, and just glancing at it and imagining it lying on its side, I don't think it works that way.
I can make it work. I'm not talking about like the small ones. I need the ones with like the
deep
holes.
I know. This is fairly large. It's as tall as my computer desk.
I'll make it work. It's fine. It's fine.
Also, for those who don't know, I am Amber. That is Val.
Hey, I have our names down below because I'm cool like that. I thought ahead.
Mostly, that is for the people who are listening to us on audio because not everybody watches us on video.
What's wrong with you? You should be watching us on video. We put in the effort to do video.
Also, we apparently do cleaning twice a year. It's not just spring cleaning, it's also fall cleaning.
Yeah, it sounds about right. It really does. It actually kind of makes sense, too, with the podcast, because we updated everything in the spring, and then I had to be forced to update all our YouTube stuff in the fall because of the changes.
That was Google's fault.
Yeah, that was definitely a podcast cleaning twice this year, in the spring and the fall.
Because I, too, have been cleaning up my fabric and taking inventory.
Yeah. It's just what you gotta do. I mean, you realize you have too much stuff, and you're like, I need to get rid of it. I need to get rid of it now. It just gotta go. Yeah.
I was actually pleasantly surprised at the amount of scrap fabric I had.
Another thing, you don't realize it until you start looking through it, and you're like, oh.
I didn't even realize I still had that.
Yep. I pulled out things that are probably 6 years old, and I was just like, why did I keep this? I need to get rid of this immediately.
It's just more of going through all the ways of how do I get rid of this? Because obviously you don't want to just throw it away. And you don't always want to give it away too. So it's like, what can I make out of this? What sort of thing can I use this for, even if it's just for lining?
What I've been forcing myself to do is I've set up a deadline for myself where it was just like, okay, here's my schedule, here's what I need to do, but I'm going to force myself to use this fabric by certain timelines, and if I don't use it, it immediately gets disposed of, whether I throw it out, whether I recycle it, whether I donate it, whatever. I'm giving myself a date and timeline to utilize this extra fabric, and if I don't do it, it needs to go.
That works.
So we'll see what happens. So yeah, was this cosplay updates? I think that
This kind of segued into updates, yes.
Because I really don't have any updates because Val was supposed to go on vacation and not be available. So she's been busy at work frantically trying to get things done. And I didn't go on vacation. Yay! So I have nothing to show whatsoever.
Because Mother Nature put a giant spinny thing in the middle of the ocean.
Right? So now that I have extra time to kind of do more dumb Disney stuff, I'm looking into making more dumb Disney stuff. I'm actually thinking about making my own Mickey Mouse ears. I actually started just a little bit. I've been working on the template, and this is part of me using that fabric that I have not used in so long. So I'm going to test it out with some of my spare Halloween fabric, see how it comes out, and if I like them and they're sturdy enough, I'd make a couple of them that are character themed just because I can. Don't really have a whole lot of interest in working on my costumes right now. Maybe soon, I don't know, but yeah, that's really it. It's kind of sad. I really want to sew, but I just haven't had time to sew because work. I'll definitely have time in the next 2 weeks now. So your turn, you go. Do you have a pile of fabric?
No, for once.
Oh, she does not have a pile of fabric. Oh, you got it. I knew you would get it. I
I got a new
knew. I
pattern.
knew you would get that one.
This was my splurge because I'm not making any large purchases until hospital bills are paid off. But I saw this, and actually, it has two main parts to it. It has a giant, giant underdress.
Yeah, it
And by
does.
giant, I mean this thing has larger sleeves than a kimono.
Yeah, it does.
And it's drapey all over the floor. And I sat there just going, no, I don't need that much fabric. Not to mention that my blue Renaissance dress, for those who have ever seen me in it, had sleeves that basically trailed down to my ankles, and it's incredibly hard to move around in and do things in.
Yeah, it is.
So I've basically like given up on having those types of sleeves ever in my costumes if I can help it. So mainly, I just bought this for the jacket that goes over it and then the nifty corset pattern. And actually, I'm going to take my Sif costume and make a red and black dragon out of it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I'm recycling the fabric that I've been holding on to for a long time and just couldn't figure out what the heck to do with it because the pieces are of a certain size that I can't just take it apart and use it for anything. Basically, I can only use it for another princess-seamed like shirt or tunic. So I've been waiting for the right thing to come around. Ha-ha, it was this Firefly Paths. Technically, this is her Cloud Dragon pattern.
The moment I saw that, I was like, Amber's gonna want that, and she's gonna want to
Yep.
buy it.
Waited till it was $1.99 on sale. Also, I did another thing that is not fabric. I redid it.
Yay! Looks good.
It's much cleaner now. Much cleaner. The only thing I saved off of this was the EVA foam base. Everything else I ripped off.
Gotcha.
So instead of doing it out of styrene, which is how I did it the first time, and it wasn't really very visible, I think, because it was so thin. Everything is now done in very visible foam.
Good.
Obviously, the colors are not going to stay this way.
No.
It's not red and blue.
Keep it that way. It's more entertaining.
But that joint compound tape, I actually used around the edges to make it clean.
Nice.
So everything is very beautifully clean. Not quite 3D printed clean, but much, much cleaner than I had it. And of course, it is a stick so that I can make a modular staff out of it. I was going to spray paint it today until Mother Nature decided to dump rain on my head.
It just started raining out of nowhere. It wasn't supposed to
It did.
rain.
You could actually see it coming,
Yep.
which was actually kind of funny. So, unfortunately, I didn't get to spray paint it, but that's okay. I will hopefully be able to do that tomorrow morning because it's supposed to be nice and cool in the morning. Hooray! And I can spray paint this and the choker and the bracelets. All three, so that they are similar. And
Awesome.
the last thing, this is not a pile of fabric, so technically it is not the same. It's
I'm
shiny.
gonna guess it's some kind of spandex.
Somebody decided that I needed to see this because fate put it in front of me. It is the Yahya Han four-way stretch
Sweet.
metallic gold.
How much of it did you get?
This being a remnant, I didn't get to choose. It is 0.611 yards.
Okay, you can do some stuff
So
with
it's about
that.
5/8 of a yard. I want to use this as the cover to my corset.
Gotcha.
There is just enough here that I should be able to get enough for the outer cover. That way I don't have to paint it with jacquard all the way around and have it look very painted. So I have never worked with four-way spandex. We will see how this goes. I have not cut any of it because I'm scared to. But this was $5, and I figured for $5 I can try it.
You can try it. What did you make the corset out of again?
Well, right now the inner portion is just foam.
Okay.
I haven't actually made the, I guess, envelope you would call it. I haven't made the envelope for the corset yet.
Okay. So you should be able to do it with four-way stretch. You'll find out that you're going to use very, very little to get a lot out of it. It's just mostly going to be how structured that corset is. Because if the foam is very bendy and flexible, that spandex is not going to work very well on it.
The foam, because it has the joint tape strips down the seams like boning, it's very stiff there.
Okay. So you might be okay.
The foam is shaped. It is very specifically shaped. So yeah, it's flexible enough for me to bend over because kids, let me tell you how important it is when you make a costume to be able to do things like bend over,
Bend.
go to the bathroom, sit down, walk. You'd be surprised how important those things are when you're in costume until you can't do them.
Right.
So that's specifically why I used foam as the inner portion of it, is just give it a little bit of body, but not so much that I can't bend over.
Yeah, it's definitely worth giving it a shot. I know I've done that a couple of times where I've made foam pieces out of EVA foam and covered them with spandex, so I didn't have to spend 500 hours painting it. The spandex looked amazing on its own.
So we shall see. I'm still afraid to cut into
It'll be okay. You still got a good deal out of it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of deals, of course, Joann's is having Labor Day sales. So, you know, if you need any supplies, there is a 60% off coupon. And of course, coupons are our friends, and Simplicity Patterns are on sale again.
I swear, I think they email me at least 3 times a day now. And I didn't just buy myself a full bolt of muslin from the place where I usually buy my fabrics from. So, I was out.
What are you gonna
Are you
do?
gonna do? I need it to pattern. It's gonna happen. If I buy it as, 20% off for the full bolt, I'm definitely gonna do that. Sure. It's only 25 yards.
Cosplayers gotta cosplay, yo.
Absolutely.
That is all that I have for cosplay updates to show because most of the other stuff is just me painting more layers of Hexflex over it. I love that stuff. I
It's
love that
great.
stuff.
That stuff is amazing.
Yep, still haven't gone through the first bottle yet. If that tells you something, that bottle will last you forever.
Yeah, I'm looking at my bottle right now. I think I only have like that much that I've used up, and I've used it on a lot of projects. The thing is
I
gonna
still have
last.
two-thirds.
It's gonna last. And you can still water it down too if you want. So it's like, oh my goodness.
I generally don't recommend watering it down. It's already pretty runny to begin
It's
with.
pretty runny, so you really don't need to, but if you have like really small touch-ups that you need to do, you can always, do a quick brush down and you're good.
Yeah, I would just use a smaller paintbrush in that case. Because I know on this one that I can cover a great deal of area with not very much Hexflex.
Right. You can get a lot out of it with just a little, which is so nice.
I actually have to do one more layer on that staff head before I spray paint it. Because unfortunately, one layer on foam just isn't quite enough as a sealant.
No.
Or not a sealant, a primer. It's not enough to seal the holes in the foam. With just one layer of Hexflex, you realistically need two.
Because I'm over paranoid, I usually do three.
Two should be enough on standard 2 mil foam. But if you have foam that has really open holes, you may want to do three.
Yeah, I don't trust foam enough, so I tend to make sure. I love foam, but I don't trust it.
That's fair. Cosplayers everywhere love foam. Foam is oddly making a comeback
It's been
after the
amazing.
whole thermoplastics thing, and Warbla and Wonderflex and the big run on all of the different types of thermoplastics, it's kind of coming back around now, and everybody's going back to foam.
It's great. It helps that it's flexible and it's light. You can do stuff with it. The same stuff that you can pretty much do with Warbler. You just have to think a little bit outside the box and do compound curves and whatnot. But hey, totally doable.
Especially with all of the lovely books and patterns now that have come out with all the various foam smiths that we have in the cosplay community. So many books and manuals and YouTube tutorials and everything else.
You don't have to look very far to pick one up.
Very true. And some of them do run sales. So, this being Labor Day weekend coming up, you may actually check their websites to see if they are running any sales. All right. That is all that I have for cosplay updates. So, we will move on to the main topic for this episode.
Oh, hang on. We still have one Cospod update, though. We have one. We
Ooh,
have one. Because
do tell.
episode 200 is coming up really soon. So if you guys have suggestions on things that we can talk about, things we can review, if you want to do a Q&A with Amber and I, if you would like to, I don't know, have us go trick-or-treating on Halloween night, we could do that too. Tell us what you want to see for episode 200, and we would totally love to do that. Let's do that. Let's do the thing. Tell us what you want to see. Email us, Facebook us.
Asterisk, we will take it under consideration.
Achish! So yeah, whatever you guys can think of that you want us to do for a 200th episode, if you want to send in, hey, congratulation messages, if you want to make suggestions for guests that we can interview, please let us know ASAP so we can actually, make the time and line them up for said date. All of our contact information is right there in the corner now. There's our website and our social media, and our email is podcast@cospod.org. Please send your information to us. We would love to know what you guys would like for us to do episode 200.
Or if you guys just want us to do a generic Q&A and have some special guests on the show, let us know.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that too. We are open to many ideas.
Please note that we probably can't squeeze all ideas into episode 200, so please don't be offended if we can't fit it into the show.
We will do our best.
And also, on a side note, remember that our Halloween episode is our After Dark episode. Those are generally not censored, so please do bear in mind that this will probably not be safe for work, children, or anywhere else that sensitive ears might overhear what you're listening to or watching.
Having said that, Amber and I are still pretty clean.
It just means we won't censor cursing.
Yep, that's all I had, unless you had anything else you want to add to 200.
Only holy cow, episode 200!
Right? It's pretty soon, man.
I mean, look how much not only we've changed in 200 episodes, look how much cosplay has changed in 200 episodes, you guys. 7 years of Cospod.
My
Just think
God.
how much cosplay has changed in 7 years. Look at your own cosplay pictures from 7 years ago. Look how much everything's changed.
We have improved. We have grown up and matured.
I don't know that I would say grown up or matured, but we have improved.
I think we've matured a little bit. I mean, have you seen our new layout and format? I think that's pretty mature.
Oh, I was thinking of like us as adults.
Oh, us as adults is a totally different thing. I am making Mickey
I'm
Mouse
not a grown
ears.
up. I'm a cosplayer kid.
We're not doing Cospot the Musical. I'm going to put a kibosh on that right now.
Sorry, guys. You can't ask for that. Well, actually, you could ask for it in episode 200, but still have to meet the requisite items before we will even consider doing the musical.
I'm not
So
doing
get on that if you
it.
want.
You do not want to hear this person sing. She does not have good vocal cords.
It's okay, I'll make a fool of myself.
That's okay. I'll do funny dancing in the background.
Do the YMCA dance in the background. You can do all the letters.
Woo! We can Vogue. We can totally Vogue. I know my place.
All right. on to the tutorial.
Yes, so we are doing another tutorial. Yay, it's been a while since we've done a tutorial. Woo-hoo! I thought it would be fun for us to not only revisit this, but update one of our previous tutorials, because now we have more materials out there, and Val has gotten way better at doing this, that she does it all the time now. I'm going to show you guys how to make your own wig wefts, so you don't have to spend a butt ton of money trying to buy a ton of this stuff. You can actually make your own and save yourself all those extra wig fibers that you've cut out. Yay! So enjoy!
Adding wefts to a wig is a great way to provide extra volume as well as more fibers to work with when styling. But wefts can get expensive over time, and if you find a wig in the right color but the hair is too long, it feels like a waste to throw out all those fibers. What do? You can make your own wefts. Here's what you'll need: your wig fibers, scissors, tacky glue, ribbon, bias tape or strips of excess fabric, wax paper or freezer paper, sewing machine, and of course, time. It's recommended that you use ribbon, fabric, and thread that's close to the same wig color so it can easily blend in. Working on a flat surface, lay out your wax paper or freezer paper, wax side up. Cut out two pieces of ribbon or small strips of fabric at the same length. Take your ribbon or strips of fabric and lay it flat on top of the paper. Use tacky glue and liberally apply all the glue on top of that fabric. Try to have an even coating all over. Using a small portion of your wig fibers, take a little bit and lay them gently on top of the glue. You'll want to lay the fibers on the glue, not on the cut ends on top of that ribbon or that fabric. Do it about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch below the top of your wig fibers, because you'll be trimming the ends later. That way it'll be nice and clean before you sew it into your wig, and you're less likely to have stray hairs that'll just fly away. Start slow. The glue does take time to dry, so you have the ability to shift and relayer as needed. Keep fanning out the wefts in small batches until you have covered the ribbon or the fabric. Take your tacky glue again, and you'll want to create another line down the wig fibers where your original fabric was glued. And then, using your second strip of fabric, you'll lay it on top of the glue and press down gently. Smush it just a little bit so the glue will adhere to all layers of the wig fibers as well as the fabric below. Then you'll want to let it dry. Give your wefts a few hours, 3 to 4, and then check it. You know, if the fabric's still a little bit mushy, leave it be. If it feels a bit hard to the touch, then you can safely pull up your new wefts, flip it over so that way the other side has a chance to dry. I usually give it about 12 hours just so that it's fully cured before we move on to the next step. Time to sew! Using a larger needle, sewing a faux overlock stitch, you'll want to start with a straight stitch and run it down the length of your new wefts. Then you'll do another straight stitch about a quarter inch or less up from that. Then use a zigzag stitch to go between those two lines. Cut off the excess fabric and the wig fibers to clean up your edges. Do this as close to the new stitches as possible, but don't cut through the stitches. You can also run your wefts through an overlock machine, but I don't recommend using the cutting function as it can gunk up the machine. And that's it! Look at your new wefts. Aren't they impressive? They are ready to go to add into your wig.
Hopefully that was a timely tutorial for you guys to see before the Halloween season really gets into swing, because we know that everybody is starting to put together their awesome costumes for Halloween.
I think what I have made for Disney would be very appropriate for me this Halloween, so I think I'm just gonna rewear that for Halloween. Make it easy on myself.
And granted, if you need some ideas for what to make for Halloween, not only have the pattern companies started putting out their fall lineups, but most of the Halloween type stores like Spirit Halloween have also started putting up their lineups on their websites, and I have seen their storefronts getting ready. There are two of them in my area.
They're coming.
They are coming.
Not that I don't get like 500 emails from them every week, but that's okay. They have a lot of really entertaining costumes this year, way more nerdy, dorky things. And I mean that in the best way possible because now they have like a line of The Office costumes. I'm like, are you kidding me? One of them is Jim's costume of him as a three-hole punch. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing and dumb, and I love it.
I get the impression that they're kind of pushing like themed Halloween party type costumes. And those weren't always like as big of a thing, themed Halloween parties, but I have a feeling that it must be making some sort of a comeback.
It's probably a lot of what the trending thing now for the Halloween events. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep. And since Halloween is on a Wednesday, I think this year?
Thursday.
Thursday. Since it's on a Thursday, you'll have the weekend before and the weekend after to party
Pretty much, yeah.
if you choose to.
It's usually how it goes.
So make sure you get a costume that you can get two wears out of,
Easy
just in
enough.
case. Otherwise, I don't have anything else.
That's it for me. This is our episode. Yay!
All right, we will thank you guys for being with us for this episode 196 of Cosplay Podcast for all things cosplay. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you, of course, for sharing the show. If you would like to contact us and participate in the discussion about your Halloween plans, you can, of course, find our contact information there.
In the corner, where everything is so conveniently located. Yay! Go us.
And of course, you can always email us podcast@cospod.org, where you will promptly get two responses, or maybe not so promptly, depending on work. But you will
Questionably
get two
prompt. You
responses.
will definitely get responses in a semi-timely manner.
Indeed. Otherwise, we hope everyone's cosplaying is going well. Hopefully, your prep for Halloween is also going well, and we will wish you guys happy cosplaying. See you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.